library, there's literally books everywhere, and, like, it smells like a little bit of, like, I've left tea in my teacups for far too long, and it kind of
It actually smells like smoke.
Ah, shit!
Ah. Oh.
And you hear sounds of running and chaos and screaming coming from outside the tent.
Not shocked. Let's go. Hitter. You hit.
I hit.
Okay. Enlarge. Yes. You are enlarged. Your weapons deal an extra d4.
Cool. Ah, my weapons have so many dice.
Alright, we'll go. So this is concentration, so yeah.
Spills. I'm going to be out of the tent. Well, hopefully... Well, you'd be smart enough to do that one...
I would wait until you take a step out and I hit you in the butt.
Oh! And I'm going to look around and see what the fuck is going on
here. As soon as you come out of the tent, you see flames. Like, huts and structures have been set on fire. There are orcs on wild boars riding through the camp, just swinging indiscriminately at anyone they could find. There are boulders piercing the canopy being thrown. You see them breaking the tree line, landing on huts. People are running everywhere. Standing in the middle of everything, both swords drawn, you see Ignis just swinging at anything she can get her hands on.
Find the survivors! And, I don't know, I'll just, like, go towards, like, the closest opponent that's as closest as can be to me.
Okay.
Whoever it is, whatever it is, because I'm going to start blazing a path.
Okay.
Where's that other cleric?
Make a perception check.
I knew that place was
six.
Too much going on, you can't see him.
What time of day is it?
It's night. At this point, it's full night.
Alright.
I'm fucking pissed off too!
Oh, Kestrion can't see anything, but he's going out. He's gonna fight his way, and he's looking for him.
Oh, there's enough. I'll say there's enough light that you guys can see.
Well, it's chaos. I can't see through the chaos.
Yeah.
I'm looking for fuckface.
Okay.
I'm looking for fuckface.
What? Rub a dub tub fuckface?
No,
I.
No. For the cleric.
Oh, the cleric.
Yeah, the cleric who they're suspicious of.
I'd be looking to see if there's any sort of leader. The stone giant, like someone.
Okay.
Someone who I can see is the leader.
You're looking through. You don't actually see any giants, but you know they must be there because of the boulders that are being thrown. Or perhaps catapults, but when you pop out saying, I'm looking for the leader, about 30 feet to your left, you hear screaming and a line of acid gets cut straight through the camp. And partially through the canopy, you see a huge black-winged figure fly over the camp, basically buzz you.
Bitch.
So I appreciate the storytelling point of this, but when I thought that the orcs and everybody and the giants were running, I didn't realize they were running back to my camp. I thought they were running off into the woods.
They were running off into the mountains. Their job was done.
This is a different group.
No, they're part of the same group, but they had their mission and they did it.
Yeah. This was bait for us.
Tom, I was trying so hard not to smile. You hit the fucking nail right on the head. That's exactly what it was.
It was
100% bait. It was to get you out of the camp.
As soon as you, like, were describing how it was so slipshod put together, I was like...
Super, super fucking pissed.
Oh, something ain't right here.
All right. Whose turn? Where am I going? What am I doing?
Time to make them regret this.
Yeah. So I'm on my way towards Ignis because I'm a fighter and that's what I'm going to be doing best. But I'm also, like, shouting, find survivors.
Okay.
So, for me, bonus action, Steps of Night. So at night, I can continue to make spectral wings four times before I need a long rest.
That is so fucking cool.
So, I make spectral wings. That's my bonus action. I take to the air.
The fuck, I want to play a Crystal Dragonborn!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to choose exactly where I go in a fucking initiative. I'm going to be the last, and then I'm going to be the first, and then I'm going to use my quick spell, and then you're going to be fucking dead. All right, let's go.
I'm going to cast Moonbeam at third level.
Okay.
I'm going to try to go like above to see where I can put it. I'm going to put it on the, either the dragon, if I can get him, or the or one of the giants, and I'm just going to try to move that around the battlefield.
Okay, you know what? Then let's control this. Let's get into initiative.
Yeah. Yes!
Initiative rolls.
All of you roll! For I the, shall not.
For the sake of this, I'm only going to roll initiative for the dragon.
Fuck.
We're just going to make the orcs and stuff fodder. Okay?
Hmm.
Is it the DM saying politely fight the dragon?
Yes and no. It's also the DM saying I don't want to control 100 orcs when they're orcs. You're going to shithammer them. Like, I'm going to control the thing that could challenge you.
Okay.
Okay, so hold on to your rolls while I go find the template for the dragon.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Would Mawdy be smart enough to know what would injure this dragon more? Like, does that make sense?
She would know acid wouldn't do shit.
What about fire?
Fire would hurt it.
Okay, that's it. Okay. So I'm already passing.
So this is the first game, and we're fighting a dragon, an acid dragon. I mean, this is the first game. I'm just saying, this is the game uno.
You're level 10 with magic items.
This is the pilot episode.
This is the pilot episode.
And you got us on some end of the world shit. Okay.
No. This campaign starts 30 years after the world ended.
Hey, like, every other game, it's like, okay, you've got to be 12 games in before you freaking see a dragon. Now it's just like, by the way! Oh, well, so when I short rest, how many of my wanchi doogies come back?
None.
Really?
Correct. Check your features. Unless it says they come back, I don't think they do.
I only get my channel divinities back on a short rest.
I get 5 spell slots. It could be a fifth, or it can be 4 ones and a
total
or 3
of 5
ones and, yeah.
Levels worth.
5 levels worth of spell slots back.
Do I have extra attack?
Oh yeah, I guess you do.
Oh shit. Okay.
And when you take the attack action, you can attack twice.
Big now, so my short swords ain't so short no more.
That's true, they grow. They actually get bigger.
Now they're just swords.
All right, Orchestrion. What's your initiative?
22.
Okay.
How do I see that? Yeah.
Melody.
21.
Zarkon.
6.
There's the cleric. There's the cleric. I was wondering with this 14, 16 bullshit.
Because it's only one initiative, the first one of the day?
No, I rolled 2 5s.
Wow.
I rolled kind of shit too.
Actually?
12. I rolled a 5.
Okay.
And 8.
Orchestrion, you're leading us off.
So, I am out here. And do I see the dragon?
What's your passive perception, actually?
Passive. Saving throws. Senses. Passive perception is 12.
12? At this moment, you don't see him. I'll honestly say, too. Right now, I'll say Zarkon is the only one that's actually seen him.
Mm-hmm.
You were busy fighting your way to get to Ignis.
Would I have an idea since dragons are a favorite enemy?
I would say when you saw the line of acid get cut, you all have an idea that he's here.
I would have figured it out.
Yeah. Okay.
So when I casted Moonbeam, was I able to catch him in it?
We're going to deal with that on your turn.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Orchestrion, you're up.
I do not see the dragon. Essentially,
you saw the line of acid get cut, knowing that black dragons have acid breath.
Okay, so I see the destruction.
So you figure he's here.
Okay, do I see, like, maybe is there something else by me? Because I have to be able to... What the fuck?
Oh. I'm deciding where the acid is. Not that it's still there, burning. It's just that's the scar that the acid cut.
Is it, like, rough terrain? Or?
No, just... throwing it on there for flavor.
If I step in it?
No, it's fine. You can step in it. It burns away. Just...
So...
Yeah, it's not like napalm.
Okay, in that case...
I'm curious.
And in which case, he wouldn't be there. He would have flown off in this direction.
So, I got fourth level motivational speech. Is everyone around me?
I'm not.
Lots of sure.
How far is the distance? We have to be able to hear you, or
it's 60 feet.
Yep.
Oh,
then I probably would be because my flying speed is my walking speed, so I'd be 30 feet up in the air.
So everyone with
my flying speed is fuck off.
And this is at fourth level. Everyone gets 5 temporary. So enjoy.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Sweet.
Why not? You got it?
I'm probably going to need it.
And at that point, I don't know. I'm just start. And after that little speech, I just start going around and looking for people to stab in the face.
Okay.
I don't see anybody, I guess. I don't know.
Make a perception check. Make another perception check.
13.
Okay. Other than a random orc, which I'll just say you stab a random orc.
Okay.
Okay. Malady.
Okay. How far away is the dragon from me?
You're not sure.
I am not sure.
You have actually not. The only one that's had eyes on him is Zarkon.
Okay. Do I see anybody injured within 25 feet of me?
Sure. Yep. You see your half-orc groupie. The one that hung
I
out.
I definitely go over him and just to scratch him.
Okay.
Derek.
Thanks, Malady.
5. So I reverse the wound on his, I'm guessing, stomach.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see he's got a...
Just go in my tent and just stay there. We got you.
Okay. You see he's got like a tent pole in his hand that he was sort of like using as a makeshift...
spear.
I don't know the name of it, but the Zulus had this special spear that was melee only.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was using it as like one of those things. There's some blood on it. He clearly got somebody.
I know you're strong, but you're also injured. Please go and sit down.
I can help you.
Just let us do it.
Okay.
We cannot lose anybody. Please.
Okay.
Just go sit at the edge of my tent. Make sure no one goes in.
All right. No one will come in.
No one goes in the tent.
And he's going for your tent.
He heals 5.
Okay.
But that's my turn. I'm not gonna waste anything until I can see.
Okay. You can fire a cantrip at a random orc if you want.
That wasn't a cantrip, just a scratch.
Never mind. Ignis goes next. She's just. We'll say she takes out a couple of. 2 shots with each. Two Orogs fall before her. Okay. Silrasian goes next. Dive bombing straight through.
Lands?
Now we can actually deal with your moonbeam. Doesn't have to actually wait for your turn.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Lands?
Yeah, he has to. His breath weapon did not come back.
Yeah, it's a DC. I mean, he probably makes this, but it's a con save DC 17.
Yeah, he's got lots of con.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a dirty 20.
I'll take half. 21. So he'll take 10 radiant damage.
10 radiant? All right. 10 radiant. Got it. All right. So I need all of you to make wisdom saving throws.
It is my forte.
It's wisdom.
I am not being honest.
You all get...
Oh. Is this against magic?
Yes, it is.
I get advantage.
Oh, wait, no, it's not. I'm sorry. It's not against magic. But...
Because of inspirational speech or some shit?
No. Well, I don't know if, he has
inspirational shit get me?
Oh, God. Okay, first off, spells. Inspirational
speech. Oh, never mind. Never mind. You are all... Oh, wait, no, not all of you. Just Ashley and Malady. Only you have to make the save. Hold on. I'm so sorry. Never mind. You all make the save, because you are within 30 feet of a level 20 paladin who has an aura of courage. No one within 30 feet of her can be frightened as long as she's conscious.
And you also, the people would have had it. Advantage for the wisdom save.
Okay. Who did roll? Who actually rolled it before I said? Did you fail it? Or would you have failed it?
A 20, and I also have advantage against being frightened. So.
You would have passed it. So all of you are fired up after having fallen for the... taken the bait, and you come back, you're angry seeing this camp, and you see Ignis out there, your captain leading the charge, you are just fired up. You're not even, fear doesn't even enter the picture.
I did not need to be told that. I am fired up. I'm very aggravated.
Bite and claws. Silrasian rears up on his haunches and lets out this roar that none of you react to, and for a second he seems a bit stunned, and then he just sort of laughs. No matter. Take the survivors to Helm Crater! And then he just goes, he begins to attack. So we're gonna just decide who is getting the bite. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That is a 4. Ignis is getting bit, and claw attacks on Zarkon and Orchestrion. So, Orchestrion.
Might be a silly question, but I'm 30 feet in the air. Can he reach me? Might be a silly question, because I know he's an adult dragon, right?
Adult dragon is 15.
I kind of feel like he would be able to.
Yeah, I'll say yes.
You know, okay. I just want to.
Just for the sake of spreading the attacks out,
yeah,
I'll say yes. So, Orchestrion, that might actually miss. That's a 19 to hit you.
I get it.
Okay, so you take 12 points of slashing damage. Claw on, that is a 19 to hit Zarkon.
That hits.
You take 16 points of slashing damage.
Reaction, telekinetic reprisal.
Nice.
You're just saying words now.
How much damage is that, 16?
16.
16 damage. Needs to make a strength saving throw DC 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure he makes that. Like, fucking adult dragon.
That's a dirty
spin. But he still takes half as much.
I didn't realize.
Okay, Kratos, what's the damage, sir?
So I rolled 10, so he takes 5 force damage.
5 force damage. All right. And bite attack on Ignis. Yeah. Yeah, that's a 30.
Jesus.
22 piercing. Jesus Christ. Ignis takes 30 damage. As it rears down and bites her horizontally, you just hear her let out this cry as it pierces through her armor, and you can see like droplets of acid from its mouth just like enter her armor and begin searing her. You're all gonna get attacks of opportunity. Actually, no, he's out of movement. He took his full movement, so he's staying there for the time being. Ashley.
So, hearing the dragon say, "Take them to Helm Crater," my Ashley's already pissed off, but like his eyes just flare white. Like, his anger is palpable. He would make a raging barbarian look like a pussycat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't get any bonuses, but, you know. So, I imagine getting to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Up to the dragon, right next to Ignis. Looks down at her. "My lady, let's dance." Both swords out, and
okay,
we're doing sword.
Sure.
All right, first one. Natural 20.
And you're big, too.
And I'm big.
The D4s, too.
So, yep, that's a 6, a 4, an 8, and we're also throwing in the Dreadful Strike, so that's another 4. I forgot to put on Harden's Mark, but I'm fucking curious.
So that's what you're going to roll?
Okay. Yes. So I've got 10, 8, 22.
22 plus your modifier, which would be 26.
22. Oh, no, I didn't roll these. This is the...
I'm doing your max.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just doing your modifier now, because it doesn't matter where the modifier gets added.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So 22 plus 4 is 26, plus roll.
Yeah, 26.
26 plus whatever the dice. Is.
There's an 8, plus another 16.
42.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Fucking pissed. This is...
Dragon's like, damn, I don't know.
This is a passion that...
I thought this was a damn show.
There's a passion, and no one knows where this is coming from, but it's a something. It's a spectacle. Oh. And it's such a spectacle that the second crystal sword whiffs. It's hardcore, because that's an 11.
It's all good, man, because that was a monstrous first hit.
And then the offhand attack, which is a 24. 16 plus 8.
16 plus 8, 24 hits?
Yeah, it's just d6 plus 4. An additional 8 damage.
All right. He did not like that. He did not like that.
It's all right. I don't like him.
Feelings mutual.
All righty then. Zarkon, or... We're going to do one. No, I'll wait till the next initiative round. That's fine. We'll save that.
The fuck does that mean?
Zarkon, you may go.
Okay. I'm going to move...
Oh, legendary.
Is he still in the moonbeam? Or did he, like, move out of it? Or how did that
work? No, he used all his movement to get to where he was. He couldn't move out of it.
Oh, okay. All right. So, if I move out of the threat range, I'm flying. Is that going to invoke an attack of opportunity?
Yes, because you were in melee with him to begin with. So, leaving his threat range will invoke an AOO.
Okay. All right. So, if that's the case... So, how would you rule Guiding Bolt? Would I get disadvantage on the attack roll?
Technically, yes.
Yeah. All right. So,
did you hit it when you make this great roll and then you're like, oh, sorry. You're like, no, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
I'm sure he can do something. I'm sure a level 10 cleric can come up with something.
Is he having to put any saving throws? Let me know if he has to do a saving throw.
Yeah, absolutely. Fuck it. Let's see how he likes it. See me rear back, open my mouth, white light starts to glow. And I'm going to breath weapon him. Dex save DC 13.
Disadvantage. Wibbly wobbly.
Nice. So he has disadvantage on the saving throw thanks to Malady's wibbly wobbly.
Wibbly wobbly. Please make me something else that's tiny whiny.
Okay.
That maybe go together.
What kind of a saving throw is it?
Dex.
Okay, with disadvantage, he rolled a 16 and a natural 1. He fails.
Yes!
Man.
Maxed on one die, so he takes the full 14 radiant damage.
Okay.
He no that like could it. Have been, like, huge.
He no like it, that.
And for... He's still in Moonbeam, but I think that happens on his turn.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. So, he's in Moonbeam. Did that... So what we're going to do now is I'm going to use my last second level slot, and I'm going to pull up Spiritual Weapon again.
Okay.
And we're going to start bopping him on the head. So you see the a mace pop up, but there's instead of a head, it's a jewel.
Okay.
Attack. And that is a miss, because I rolled a 5.
Fair enough.
Oh, well. It's there, though.
All right. He rears up on his haunches again.
Where are these dice from?
And begins beating his wings. I need...
I think it was...
Not you, because you're in the air. But I need Ashley, or Kestrion, and I'll roll for Ignis. I need you all to make dexterity saving throws.
Same round, right? Did we go to the top of the round?
Dexterity saving.
We're at the top of the round, yes.
Right now?
Dexterity.
Yeah, can I use my wobbly time... Can I use my reaction again? Because it's a new round?
No. I'm going to say no. Because you would have had to use it on the previous round to affect this round.
Yeah, I thought it was... That's what I'm asking. Is it a new...
It's a new round. I'm going to say you can't. You're... No. Wow.
When he used it, was it the last round?
Yes.
This is a new round, so yes. I get my reaction again.
Yes. What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to give Ignis advantage on the...
Oh,
save.
For that, yes, I'll allow that.
That's all I want to do. Okay. I want to give her advantage on the save.
Okay, that's fine. And
I don't like my roll, but I got
you
some
all
good
get to add Ignis included because it's Operation Get Behind the Paladin. You all get to add a +4 to the roll. And you gave Ignis advantage?
Yes. Way better.
13. She still didn't roll great.
I love it when my bonuses are 13. More she than fails. What I rolled on the die.
With a +4, 23.
23 would pass.
I've got 17 +4 is 21.
21 will pass. I believe Ignis is the only one who failed.
Then I get a fucking advantage.
She is not prone.
No.
And she will take 13 bludgeoning damage.
We take half?
No, you take nothing. That's an all or nothing save.
And the moonbeam is... Oh, is he done with his turn?
It wasn't his turn. That was a legendary action.
Oh, that's why you were confused. Yes. I understand.
Orchestrion, back to you.
Okay. I'm going to give it a shot. So she's prone over here, right?
Yep.
I'm going to move to this more or less level so that I'm going to try. Don't have a lot of hope for it, but you know what it is, what it is. Fucking fourth level. Dissonant Whispers. So it would be a wisdom save check on him.
Wisdom save, okay.
So wisdom, so... wisdom saving throw.
That is a 24.
Yeah, he missed. He gets it.
I'm sure it's half damage though, right?
Whispered.
Fuck yeah.
On a failed save. On a failed save. Da-da-da-da. Half damage. Okay. So I'll do the half damage. So
yeah. And he doesn't...
He doesn't run.
He doesn't have to move away. But he will take half.
So half of 23.
Half of 23, 22, 11. Okay. That's your turn, Orchestrion.
I would take an AoE if I run, go away.
Yes, you will.
Do I have a bonus action? God damn it. I have two weapon fighting. As a bonus action, can I do an extra attack with my rapier?
No, that's only if you're,
already had it.
If you already have a weapon in each hand, your bone, and you were attacking as a bonus action, you could offhand attack.
Then that's my...
You could inspire as a bonus action.
So I'll keep my action as that.
Okay. Malady.
Beginnings. Intelligence saving throw. Save the timey-wimey for myself.
I mean, there's a lot of anger and just, like, acting out of
it's
pure...
A, but, yeah.
14.
20.
Like, okay. Even for Miss Logical, I imagine you're feeling a lot of anger.
Okay,
and acting out
beginnings.
Sometimes.
You cause a creature's memories and experiences to revert back to a point in time before they learned them. The target must make an intelligence saving throw. On a failure, the target loses all current proficiency bonuses for the duration.
Can become a baby in their head?
No, he can hit you, but his plus to hit is reduced.
How long does the spell last?
It lasts for concentration for 1 minute. At the end of each of its turn, it can try to do the saving throw again. If it lasts for the full movement, I can choose one of the proficiencies to remove permanently.
Were you already concentrating on something?
I will drop reduce for you. I will drop you and you're back to the normal size.
Okay. Fair.
That's very fair.
Although... When I saw Ignis go down, that would be my spark to be like, no, 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 no.
So you cast beginnings.
Yes. So his proficiency is gone.
Yep. So he will now be at minus...
What's his proficiency?
Okay. His is 5.
His is 5.
So he will be at -5 for everything. You're basically imposing a -5 bonus.
For everything he does.
Yep, for everything he's proficient in.
And then I'm going to back the fuck up so that he cannot hit me.
That's a good idea.
Wow. That may have just turned the course of the combat. Uh-huh. Legendary action, tail attack. He is going to hit Ignis with advantage because she's prone. That is 11 plus 8 is 19 minus 5 is 14. He misses. It is now Ignis's turn. She's going to stand up and take two attacks. Natural 19 on both. And she's going to pump a smite on each attack.
There it is.
Yeah!
It was a mistake to bite me.
Six.
So you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
That's Ashley right now.
I think I also love it.
38 points of damage. Ignis hits Silrasian for 34 points of damage. And it is now Silrasian's turn. I think he wants to make like a shepherd and get the flock out of here.
But before he does that...
we will settle up Moonbeam.
It's the most evil laugh.
Moonbeam is a DC 17 con save, which I'm pretty sure he's going to make.
Uh-huh. He would have made it if not for the minus 5.
Oh, shit.
Oh, the what? Yeah, the what? Would that be a minus 5 penalty to everything he does?
Yes, because you used your new spell.
Mm.
And who wrote you that spell?
You did.
That is right.
Takes 13 radiant damage.
Of course he does. You can take a flying leap.
I mean, he's already flying.
Let's see here. Wow. If he flies away, he's eating 4 AOOs.
Yes, he is.
Does my spiritual weapon give me AOO too?
No. No, okay. You would.
I would.
As long as it's a melee attack. Yeah, I think he's... I'm thinking he's thinking self-preservation. No. No. He is going to take the disengage action.
What turn is this? Is this the turn that I already did beginnings?
Yes. And he is going to fly 80 feet.
God damn it. Damn it.
Okay. Oh.
I'm not that upset.
I had a plan.
So he's going 80 feet-ish this way. He's still in line of sight. You can all still see him.
Okay. My turn?
Uh-huh.
I get to go?
Let me check. No, I think it's Ashley's. It is Ashley's turn.
And you've already taken your turn this round?
Correct.
Yeah. He can't move before I fucking kill his ass. Do you have anything that can hit him from that far?
I do. I've got my crossbow, which does acid damage, so he's going to be resistant to that.
I already used my fucking reaction!
And also, I'll have disadvantage because it's long range. You know what? Fuck it. I'm pissed and I'm irrational. So, I am going to cast Misty Step and bamf 30 feet in the air.
Okay.
Fire off two crossbow bolts at him.
Oh, shit.
You're just, like, flying over him now?
Wait,
how close are you?
50 feet away.
From him?
Yes. So it's still long distance.
It's still long range, but just for the sake of the flavor of how angry Ashley is, I am all about this.
Yeah, he is not rational.
Can you fly?
No.
No, I'm not flying 30 feet in the air. I'm falling 30 feet in the air. So, first attack, that's 16. I was just catching it.
Yep.
That's a 24 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
And we're going to do the... I'm going to remember the name of this ability at some point. I need to look it up. Dreadful Strikes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well, that sucks. That's... 7 piercing damage, 1 psychic, and 4 acid damage.
Okay.
I imagine reduced to 2.
Reduced to 0.
Reduced
to
0.
He is immune.
Okay. Fair.
He's a xenomorph.
And second attack. 14 plus 8,
22. That will hit.
That's going to be... 9 damage.
Okay.
And then I'm plummeting to the ground.
Can
And you immediately will take 13 points of bludgeoning damage when you smack the ground.
Was it my turn next?
No, it's Zarkon's.
Okay.
I was actually going to ask if you would allow this, because I'm in the air. Would I be able to try and catch him?
Catch him?
Because I'm 30 feet. He kind of appeared, and if he's going up,
I mean, I probably could have bamfed.
Because how far did you go up?
30 feet.
Oh, catch him!
Catch him.
I thought you meant catch the dragon. Oh,
No.
That's going to be all kinds of interesting. All
right. I meant try to catch him so he doesn't take the fall damage.
Okay, make an athletics check.
All right. Well, I'm guidancing myself on this because I'm a cleric.
I can just picture Raz flying in the air, and Tom just, you don't fly! What the hell are you doing? He's trying to catch you.
Oh boy!
What are you doing here?
See, as a bard, if it was my next turn, I would have been like under him and like try to do some sort of acrobatic performance. Yeah.
Can I do acrobatics instead?
It would be acrobatics on his part and athletics on yours.
All right, well.
Yeah, not a single one of us is strong, by the way. Did you notice?
Yeah, we're fucking weak as hell.
I'm glad I got into myself. 16?
16. Okay. Make an acrobatics check.
Actually. Oh, I don't like that die roll. But I think I'm good at acrobatics. I'm kind of 13.
13? Okay. You catch his ankle as he's about to fall. So you now have, you're holding Ashley upside down, 15 feet in the air. You can give yourself the 13 damage back. Ashley, you did not take that.
And I will use my movement to get him down to the ground.
Okay.
So that he does not actually, you know, fall on his head.
That is fair.
Bonus I'll action?
I'll look up and, like, realize that I was being seen. Thanks, man.
I'll move my spiritual weapon 20 feet up after the dragon and chase him.
Okay.
So I was 30 feet when I casted it. So another 20 feet. So if he's 80 feet up, it's 30 feet away from him.
Okay.
That's all I can do.
All right. Top of the order. He can't do that anymore. Orchestrion.
DM question.
Yes.
Would there be because I'm reading it, would there be any advantage for Dispel Magic?
Not really. There's nothing going on that's magical.
I figured as much, so...
Actually, it'd probably be detrimental for his wings.
That is true. That would hurt you more than help you right now.
He is farther than 30 feet away from
me. Oh yeah, he's 80 feet in the air.
Actually, rather than thanking you, Ashley would probably be shouting and screaming at the dragon. Come back, you coward!
Come back!
I'll bite your legs off!
Second level spell, I go over to Ignis.
Uh-huh.
Cure wounds.
All right.
And, 10.
Okay.
She gets 10 hit points. And I start walking over to Milady over here.
Fair enough. And it is your turn, Malady.
Fuck yeah! Scoot, 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 scoot!
She passes by me. He's like, wow, okay.
Well, Malady. Okay, we're going back over there.
Can you walk in a turn?
She's like, it's more like 60 feet.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, I'm here.
Gnomes can only go 25 feet.
Fuck off! All right, listen.
I don't know. I just felt like that was like, this is
I'm going to fireball him. Fireball. Dead safe!
You passed me by like
this. How you doing? Get out of my way!
You were like the squirrel in fucking Ice Age. You're like,
oh man. 18.
18. Well, that's a fucking failure. 44! Now!
What the fuck level did you cast it at?
4. Okay, now I'm going to use my make an action a bonus action, and I'm going to chill touch.
No, you're not. You're going to call your shot.
So, there's a big plume of fire that engulfs his entire body, And as I'm going to go and cast again, I just see him falling, and I am still going to put off my chill touch. 26 to hit his dead body.
Sure.
Okay.
His body, which is now falling from the sky.
6 more damage.
Absolutely. The corpse takes 6 damage. And it can heal.
As it starts to fall, I'm just going to say, don't fuck with my family. Just as it hits the ground.
I love watching Oppenheimer and IMAX.
As the body falls from the sky.
And then I'm going to immediately start looking around. Whoever's hurt, I'm going to start doing my healing.
You got to
reversing
whisper.
Their wounds.
Are there still orcs and bullshit around?
Not for very much longer. I'm gonna go around the battlefield and just move my moonbeam around and just vaporize anything I can.
My mind is much more of the healing anybody who was a non-combatant.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. Anyway.
And as you're descending to the ground, like, I'll move my ankle in a way that's like, so you let go, you know, flip myself upright and come down on top of the dragon corpse's head, both swords.
There you go.
And just brain him.
Yes. Extra dead.
Extra dead.
Is there any giants still throwing rocks? Because I want them to see this.
Yeah.
The orcs began retreating as soon as Silrasian fell. The boulders stopped. You were catching, as they were running away, you were catching them with the moonbeam, vaporizing orcs along the way. They have retreated, but in many ways the damage has been done. The camp has been razed, effectively.
I was kind of hoping that while I was huge, a boulder would be thrown at me and missed, so I could just say, instead of it missing, I just catch it and put it down.
Babe, what's the name and how do you spell it?
Of the dragon?
Yeah.
S-I-L-R-A-J-I-N.
Oh, I was one letter off.
You done?
I would have been about 6 letters off, so...
Letters off because I also wrote it down as Black Dragon Motherfucker.
There you go.
His full title.
I'm not kidding.
There you go.
So, I, as Orchestrion, would go to Ignis.
And what was the name of the piece of shit that we were talking about before?
Started with a G.
Galavel.
Galavel.
Where is Galavel?
I told him. Adair and Grigwin to get the non-combatants out. They're probably a few minutes ahead of us to the east.
Oh, start running.
Yep.
I'm just going to look at her and be like, it was a trap. We cannot trust him.
Yeah, if I had heard that...
And I'd start running.
Yeah, I'm running straight that way. I'm actually not hurt, but I have...
Like... Orchestrion would go to his tent to gather the rest of his stuff.
Okay.
And then I'd go to Kespa. I would go to the tent that she was at and see if it was like...
The tent has been damaged, but thankfully her corpse has not been touched.
Okay, so everything's fine. And I get my stuff out, pack it in.
Okay.
And come back to this little brouhaha that we have going here.
You took off immediately in the direction that they said. Just, okay, so I will say, while you were doing this, Ashley's not there.
Yep. I would have been right on his heels for as much as I could have been.
Ashley is kind of acting straight on instinct right now. Mm.
Since it's probably been more than a minute, I would have activated Steps of Night again, got more wings, take to the air, and we're going after him. I'm following these two.
Okay.
Trying to get a bird's eye view. If I see anything, I'll message.
Then just for the sake of brevity and just player agency, I'll say you're with them. Like, I'll say you did that very quickly while they were moonbeaming and he stabbed the dragon. That was when you ran back to the tent and checked on her. So,
oh, yeah, the moonbeam would have taken a while.
Yeah, so for the sake of player agency and allowing everyone to be there, you did that a little earlier while, and everyone's... You're on your way, hauling ass there. Ignis is just taking a minute to check the camp. She's going to do a final sweep and is going to start gathering anyone who may be hidden up as well and sending them in the direction she sent the non-combatants.
Correct.
So she is not with you at the moment. You take several minutes heading west, heading east. And after several minutes, you come upon a scene. There are 18 figures total. Okay, not including you. So there's 18 people there. There are 15 non-combatants, which seems to be all that we're able to get out at that moment, unless Ignis is able to find more. The female orc, the one who was the rogue of the group, you see her slouched, sitting against a tree, short sword sticking out of her chest. The 15 non-combatants are sort of like huddled together, like for just comfort with each other. And you see Galavel has the tabaxi with a dagger to her throat. And as you get closer, you see Galavel is sobbing.
I have no patience for this shit. As soon as I can, I'll try to put off a chill touch.
As soon as I see him, I'll just shout, "You!" And just start shooting.
I'm all the way in the back. I can't do shit.
No, you're not that far.
No, you're right there. It's okay. What do you want to do?
I'm in the back.
Do I notice him sobbing?
Yep.
Guilt is a powerful motive.
Could I...
Still fucking did what you did.
Could I roll a perception?
Roll an attack.
I'm going to roll a perception.
What are you trying to do?
I just want to see if I can kind of gather the vibe.
That would be more insight.
Okay, I'll do interception.
And you said you're attacking too, right?
Yes.
Okay, roll an attack.
16 for medium.
Fuck.
16 will miss.
I'm shooting my crossbow at him as I'm running. Am I going to be able to make it to him? Like, how far will that be?
I'll say you do not have disadvantage. You're close enough that your crossbow won't be...
Well, it's more like if I can close a distance to him, because I want to... What I want to do is I'm going to shoot at him as I'm running at him, but once I, like, catch up to him, I want to tackle him to the ground.
All right. Take your shot.
Fuck. 11.
That will miss.
It's all right.
What's your insight?
9.
9? You're a little unsure. This is weird. What do you got, Zarkon?
I'm going to try to Sacred Flame him. He's got to make it...
Nope, that's a failure.
Okay, so he takes... I almost rolled max on that. Takes 14 radiant damage.
Okay. He cries out from the pain as the radiant flame explodes on him. As you get close to him, Ashley, he turns and puts Adair, the tabaxi, in front of him as a shield. And he is sobbing and he's yelling, "Stay back! Stay back!"
Can I yell up from the back?
Sure.
You're not in the back. I'm in the back.
I'm in the back.
Well, he's like third.
I think it's last person.
Me, Zarkon.
You guys are super ahead of me.
I walk very slow. And if we were dashing, I was 10 feet behind. Fine. Well, for every round.
I yell out from the back of them.
Okay.
It'd be nice if we could question him.
All right, as I'm closing the distance, I'm keeping my hand crossbow pointed at him, and I'm slowing down, and I'm walking at him. My eyes are still flaring, and I'll hold it up to his forehead and say, "Put it down. You don't have to do this."
Yes, I do. That's the problem.
Look at me. You don't have to do this.
And he's hitting himself with the hilt of his dagger. You don't understand.
I understand.
They have my daughter.
I understand. I'm trying to intimidate him.
Make an intimidation check.
All right. We're trying rainbow.
12.
No, his fear of them is stronger than his fear of you.
Can I try something?
Sure.
All right. The crossbow goes up.
Okay. Zarkon?
I'm going to try to get within 30 feet of him. I'm not attacking, but I'm going to use Psionic Mind and just beam into his head.
Okay.
It's just us. You and me. Why are you doing this? Think your answer. I'm trying to speak calmly.
Okay. They have my daughter.
Who has your daughter?
The worms. Dragons.
Where are they located?
They won't tell me where they have her. They said they wouldn't harm her, and I could have her back, as long as I gave up the camp.
Who approached you?
Silrasian in human form.
The guy we just killed.
Dragons can shapeshift if they want.
Yeah.
Oh, after that failed roll, Ashley's eyes are definitely not quite so angry.
Okay.
If we get your daughter back, will you stop and accept responsibility for your crime?
I don't care what happens to me, just save her.
So I will put up my hands, and I will message each of you the conversation. So noodles.
And all of a sudden, Ashley looks so sad.
You said there was an orc that had a dagger?
The female orc rogue that was part of his team, she had a short sword stuck out of her chest.
I'm gonna walk over to her. Dead? Is she dead?
No, she's still breathing. Oh.
Heal.
Does he still have the knife to her throat?
Oh, no, he's lowered it.
Okay. I'll go over, I'll take the knife, and I'll pull him into a hug.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll take the tabaxi off to the side.
Okay.
And
he collapses on you.
To the tabaxi, I want to ask her what happened here.
As soon as we got away from the camp, he took my sword, he stabbed her, and he held me hostage. He was going to turn all them over to the dragons.
Yeah. Okay. And I try to, like, relay the conversation to her that we were all just noodled in private.
To the orc, and I do a Cure Wounds second level.
Okay.
Nine,
okay. It gives her enough health back, enough strength back, that she's able to start pulling out the sword.
I whisper in his ear,
this is gonna suck.
You need to tell us all you know. Now. So we can get your daughter back. What is her name?
Ooh,
okay. Nice. Her name is Vina.
Did they tell you where she's being held?
No, I know there's a big camp somewhere around Helm Crater, they called it. It would make sense, but they didn't tell me where they took her.
If Ashley is in telepathic range, I'll say she's in Helm Crater.
Fuck!
DM. Why have we never raided Helm's Crater? Like, if all of our people and prisoners and everybody is there, why have we not gone there before? Are we not strong enough? Are we, like, you know what I mean? Like, why haven't we ever been there before?
I would say you just haven't gotten to it yet. It's just another prison camp.
There's like, so many of them, and we just haven't gotten there yet.
You have freed a bunch of prison camps in your time. You've just haven't gotten to that one.
All right, well, now it's first on our list.
It's geographically fairly far, not far, but it's probably the furthest of all the ones you face. It's headed east. It's furthest away from you. Just haven't gotten to it.
I'm going to message over to Zarkon. What did I say?
Put some respect on his name.
I'm going to message you, and I'm going to say, ask him, what does she look like? How old? Blah, blah, blah.
Of course. What does she look like, and how old is she?
Thankfully, she looks more like her mother than me. And he describes
Ignis. Sorry. Awkward. Sorry.
Oh, he describes a... She's maybe 16. Lavender skin. Dark hair that she likes to wear in front of her face sometimes, even though I tell her she's too pretty for that and she should not do that. Larger horns than me, but she's always been proud of her horns.
That's right. He's a...
He's a tiefling.
Tiefling. And he's a cleric, right?
Yes.
What is his god? Or who is his god?
That's kind of personal.
We don't like to talk about things like that. It's like conflicting in the society.
Well, he would have vestments, and I would know what symbol is on his vestments.
That's
very like the Flaunter costumes.
That is very true.
You know that he worships Omala, who is the icon of birth and renewal. A little bit of world lore. In my world, they're not called gods, they're called icons. All of the icons in my world are gender neutral or gender fluid. They're genderless, effectively.
So E-I-K-O-N icon?
I'm sorry?
E-I-K-O-N?
No, I-C-O-N.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I-C-O-N.
Okay. Except for what's his butt, who is a god.
Godlike status, yes. You mean Goros?
Goros.
Yes.
He's ascended the only exception.
To deity-like status. I should have wrote icon-like status, but yeah.
What was the next part of the plan? Because you're out here with, you know, you betrayed them, and you have these people. What was the next part of this? Were you supposed to meet someone? Were you supposed to deliver these people to Helm's Gate? Like, what was the next step?
And I'll speak up, interrupting. I think we should discuss this with Ignis. I think she needs to know this as well.
As you say that, you hear footsteps, and Ignis begins trekking her way to meet you guys.
Well, speak of the devil.
I'll put up my hands to let her know, like, hostilities are done, and I'll, when she gets within 30 feet of me, I'll telepathically noodles her what happened and why he betrayed us and all that.
I would also like to say that even though Malady is, like, playing along, I think you all would already know this, she doesn't care that he's sorry now. She doesn't care you have the daughter. You could have come to us and said, help me get my daughter. You know what I mean? Like, there's no excuse why you couldn't have come to us about this. You needed to betray and kill people who we considered you family. You were pledged to protect. She does not care. She is very cold and is like, all right, fine. You're alive, but that's it. You're dead to me.
And also, once Ignis comes up, Ashley will kind of, like, walk out in front of everybody and face everybody and say, there's something you need to know. Helm Crater is not a prison camp. Helm Crater is a death camp. People who go here are being sent here to be executed. No one comes out of these places. And he'll look at Galavel with the deepest sympathy and sorrow in his eyes. I'm so sorry.
Ignis draws one of her swords, and it is, like, pointed. No, she's not even looking at him, but it is an inch from his eyeball. Your armor, your weapons, off now. Out of respect for your daughter, I will let you live. But you are no warrior of mine. And if I ever see you again, you're dead where you stand. And he immediately begins complying, removing his armor, taking off his mace.
When he's done with that, I put a hand on his shoulder, and I will say, come pray with me, brother. Come here with me and kneel.
Okay.
He does that?
Yes, he follows you.
So I'm going to take him, like, 25, 30 feet away.
Okay.
I'm going to kneel in front of him, put my hand on his shoulder, and say, your icon is the icon of rebirth. Your rebirth starts now. What can you tell us about next steps and what we can do to get into this camp to destroy it? Let this be your redemption.
Damn.
And vengeance for your daughter.
I think that's where we're going to stop. Because that's an amazing stopping point.